This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings Machloikes, Beishamen, Beis Hillel, whether Shtar Ha'oimed Ligbois Kegavoy Dami, whether Shtar that's destined to be collected, is it like it's collected already? The Gemara brings an example from where do we see Shtar Ha'oimed Ligbois Kegavoy Dami or not. The Gemara talks about a situation where a woman is accused of infidelity. And the problem is the husband dies. So there's no one to bring her to drink the Saita waters. Beis Shammai says, well, she's going to drink the Saita waters. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai says she will not drink the Saita waters. This is on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Beis Shammai says she will not drink the Saita waters, but she'll collect her ksuba. Beis Hillel says, no, either she's going to drink or she's not going to collect the ksuba. The Gemara says, according to Beis Hillel, how could she drink, but you need the husband to bring her? So therefore, Beis Hillel says, since she doesn't drink, she doesn't collect the ksuba. The Gemara asks, how could Beis Shammai say she collects the ksuba? But isn't it a suffik? Maybe she was mezana. And it's a suffik whether she was mezana or not. One thing is for sure, how could the suffik be moitzi the mamain that the husband is holding? She wants to extract the ksuba? How could she extract the ksuba? But the husband is holding the ksuba. How could she extract the ksuba? So it must be shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami. Yeah? That's the machlokes. Whether shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami. Whether a shtar that's destined to be collected, whether it's considered collected or not. So in other words, Beis Hillel says she definitely doesn't drink, but she can collect the ksuba, because the ksuba is in the possession of the... Who's in the ksuba in the possession of? Ksuba is in the possession of the husband. But Beis Shammai says she does collect the ksuba. Why? Shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami. Shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami. Fine. That's what the Gemara makes the machlokes dependent on. In other words, even though it's a suffik whether she deserves it or not, but it's considered like she's the muchzik on it. Because it's like in her possession, because a shtar designated to be collected, it's like it's collected. Remember this, Reb Lewis, that we have a machlokes Beis Shammai Sof, we're a mesupik, whether she is mezana or not, she does collect the ksuba. Because shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami. Fine. So the Rishonim ask an unbelievable question. Who says that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is whether shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami? Maybe really, everybody holds. A shtar that's destined to be collected is not like it's collected. And that's why Beis Hillel says that misafek, she can't collect the ksuba. But let's get what the players are saying here. What does the husband say? Does the husband say, I saw you were mezana? No, the husband says, you went into seclusion. Maybe you're mezana. He's a shema. What does she say? She says, Bari. Yeah? She says, I wasn't mezaneh. So, why don't we say, Bari v'shema, Bari adif? Maybe the reasoning of Beis Shammai is not because shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami, but maybe the reasoning of Beis Shammai is, Bari v'shema, Bari adif. Now, another question is, don't we see from Beis Hillel that she doesn't get the ksuba, that Beis Hillel holds, Bari v'shema, lav Bari adif? So shouldn't that be a question on the Amora Rav Huna, who says Bari v'shema Bari adif, that Beis Hillel is against Rav Huna, because Beis Hillel clearly says Bari v'shema lav Bari adif. I mean, it's a pela atzuma. You hear? Mehechi teisi the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is whether shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami. Isn't there a more basic interpretation of this machlokes? The machlokes is whether shtar ha'oimed ligbois kegavoy dami or not. That's the question of the Rishonim. Let's get it on the screen. Okay?
Recording stopped.
No, I want the recording to continue.
Recording in progress.
But here is the... Let's see. Okay. This is the Tosfos HaRash. You ready for Tosfos HaRash? Any day you learn Tosfos HaRash is a good day. The Tosfos HaRash asks, V'im Toimer, Dilma Tamayu Mishum Dabari V'Shema Bari Adif. Maybe the Machloikis is based on whether Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. V'Yarshe Habal. The husband died. So the maybe the husband knew whether she's Mazana or not. There's no way the Yarshim know. They're saying Shemazana Ikami. They're saying maybe she was Mazana. You hear the question? How do you know that the reason of Beishamai, why she takes the Ksuba, is because she's a Mukhsuk on the Ksuba, Kashtar Oime Ligvais Kagave Dami, maybe because Bari Beishama Bari Adif. So the Toys of Rosh says, Venera Lila Tarets, Dishani Hacha, Shahabori Garua. It's a weak Bari. She Yoidas, She Einam Yecholim Lahakhisha. You know why it's a weak Bari? Because she knows they can't contradict her. She says, I wasn't Mazana. Of course she's going to say that. Because they have no way to prove that she was. Whenever you taina a Bari, knowing that the other person can't contradict you, it's a very, it's a weak Bari. That's not a strong Bari. And V'adiv Kayach HaShema, also it's a good Shema. Why? Because very likely she was Mazana. Because she was warned. And she went into seclusion. What did she go into seclusion with the guy for? They went in to learn Masil Susharim? Unlikely that when they were warned not to go into seclusion with the woman, that they were learning Musar. So it looks suspicious. So V'adiv Kayach HaShema Sharei Raglayim L'davar, Sharei Kinola, he warned her Venisra and they went into seclusion. So the answer to Tosfos HaRash is it's a weak Bari and the Shema position looks pretty good that they were Mazana. We're going to focus more on the question. By the way, Tosfos in Masechta Sota asked the question a little bit differently. Tosfos asked the question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. Beis Hillel, who says that she doesn't get the ksuba, seems to contradict that. Says Tosfos v'im Taimar. This is Tosfos in Soita Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Tosfos says v'im Taimar Ma'ishna Masnisen Mi Plukta D'Rav Huna V'Rabbi Yehuda V'Rab Nachman V'Rabbi Yochanan D'Pligi V'Parakam De Ksubas Mano Li B'Yad Chav Halo Imer Eini Yodeya Rav Huna V'Rabbi Yehuda Amri Chayev Rav Nachman V'Rabbi Yochanan Amri Potter. Let's say I say, you owe me $100. And the other guy says, I don't know. Rav Huna says, Chayiv. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan say, Pater. So here also, where she is saying, I was not Mezana. Hachanami, he toyen his bari. Aval hu enu yachalit toyen tayen his bari. So it's a tiyuvda on Rav Huna. Beis Hillel Shita, that she doesn't get the ksuba, when she's toyin bari, that she wasn't Mazana, is a tiyufta on Rav Huna, who says that when somebody says, you owe me $100, and the other person says, no, I don't know, you're chayiv. So Tosfos says, no, it's not bari v'shema. It's very likely she was Mazana. Why? Me'achar shehatoyra asa'a safek ad shetishta. If the Torah treats it as a suffix until she drinks, Eino yichayla lito in tainas bari. She can't taina bari. A soita can never say bari. Why? Because if she's a bari, why is she drinking the soita waters? Why do we make her drink the sota water? Why do we make her be shoisa? Obviously, her bari is not sanctioned or recognized according to the halacha. Meaning, a soita, the fact that we make her drink means that she's not a bari. Why? Because if she was a bari, then we wouldn't make her drink. A little different than the Tosfos HaRash. The Tosfos HaRash says that it's a weak bari because she knows no one could contradict her. Tosfos is saying it's not a real bari because obviously we don't treat it that way because we treat it like a suffix. The proof is we make her drink. But the question of the Rishonim is, how do you know Beis Shammai holds? It's because Shtar Ha'Eimei Ligvois Kagavei Damei. Maybe it's because Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Maybe Beis Shammai holds like Rav Huna, and Beis Hillel goes like Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan. Okay, you ready for the million-dollar question that all the Achronim ask? The Achronim ask, why are the Rishonim saying, well, maybe the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is whether Bari Veshema Bari Adif. In this case, everyone would say Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Why? If I say, you owe me $1,000, and the person says, I don't know, I'm not sure if I ever borrowed the money or not, then Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan would say, you know, Bari Veshema La Bari Adif. If the person said, I don't know if I ever borrowed the money. But what if I say, you owe me $1,000, and the person says, I don't know if I ever paid back. I agree there's a Vadai loan, and I don't know if I ever removed it. Everyone says, Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Because I'm admitting that there was a Hischaivus, there was an obligation, and the only question is if I ever paid it back. In this case, the husband is Vadai Chayiv to pay the Ksuba. He married a woman. She's not saying, I don't know if you ever... I'm sorry. So, she's saying, you definitely owe me money. He's not saying, I don't know if I ever owed you the money. He's saying, I don't know if I still owe you the money. He's saying, not im eni yodea im hischayavti, he's saying, eni yodea im paraticha. I don't know if I paid you. Because isn't a ksuba a vadai loan, a vadai responsibility? So she's not saying, you owe me money. He's not saying, I don't know if I ever had an obligation. He's basically saying, I don't know if I still owe it. So then, why are we only asking that maybe pshat and Beis Shammai is Bari Veshema Bari Adif? Everybody should agree under these circumstances, Bari Veshema Bari Adif. Because this is not any idea im hischayavti, it's any idea im paraticha. Or is it? In other words, if a woman is mezana, is it that he owed her the money, but now it's like he paid back? Or is it somehow she forfeited the whole thing to begin with? So it's like, not, I don't know, it's not like he's saying, I don't know if I paid you back. He's saying, I don't know if I ever owed this to you. If you were mezana, I don't know if I ever owed it to you to begin with. The Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, and let's see if we can find it. Let's see. In the Urim V'Tumim. How do you like that? On the hardest blot in Ksubis, we're doing a Urim V'Tumim. He says that even though the chiv of the Ksuba, when does a man chayv a Ksuba? He's chayv at the time of Nisuin, but he's not considered to be chayv until she is roi to collect it, when he dies or divorces her. So regarding suffix nus, the suffix is he chayiv or not? So it's like any adeya imperaticha, perhaps. See here, he quotes Tosis in Saita that asks that Beis Hillel seems to be against Rav Huna, who holds Bari Veshema Bari Adif, which is Mashma de Svirale, de Afta Minan, Laman de Amar Bari Adif, even if he had no way of knowing. But if I say, I don't know if I paid you back, Why is he only asking on Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? In other words, what the Rav Yonatan Abishitz is intimating is, why is Tosfos only saying that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda don't fit into Beis Hillel? But wouldn't everyone say in this case Bari Adif? Because this is like saying Eni Adam Paraticha. And here, if she was Mazane, it's like saying, I don't know if I paid you back. So let's see what he says. He says, V'yoyser ev sholay mar desfir le la toises sham. That since iksuba cannot be collected mechayim, and the chiyuv is not barer until the husband dies or divorces her, so even though the shibud and the hischayvus is chal from the nesuim, but it's not called chayiv until it's roy to be collected. So therefore, we don't say ein safik motzi midei vaday. What? In other words, the gam hachoyv ein oy vaday. Meaning, why don't we say, in this case, shouldn't everyone say that he has to pay the ksuba? Because he was definitely owed the ksuba. And now there's a question whether something happened to remove his obligation. But it seems like we don't say that. Because even though his chayvus began at the time of Nesuin, the Rabbi Yonatan Abishitz uses a lashon of loy barer chiyuvay ad sheyamos habal. The chiyuv is not clarified until the baal dies. So therefore, we don't say ein safek moitzi midei vaday. We don't say there's a vaday chiyuv, because right now, if she was mezaneh, maybe there isn't a vaday chiyuv. I want to share with you one more possibility. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a very interesting idea. Rabbi Kiva Eger, earlier in the Masechta, says, when a woman is mezaneh, why does she lose the ksuba? Is it that really the husband was chayiv, but now we punish her? In that case, this would be a case of she's saying you owe me money, and he's saying, I don't know if I paid you back, meaning maybe you did something and I don't owe it to you anymore. Or is it not that it's a punishment that she can't collect it? El hatam dekivan shezinsa memela paka ksuba. The ksuba dissipates. Da adaita dehochi loines chayev habal. That if the Baal never obligated himself in a ksuba to begin with, if he would have known that she would be mezaneh. Meaning, until this morning, we thought, what happens? A husband marries a woman, he writes her a ksuba, he commits to give her a ksuba, he's obligated to give her a ksuba, and if she's mezaneh, so it's like she forfeits it. So then there's a vaday chiyuv, and there's a suffix whether it's been relinquished. So in that case, the question is, shouldn't everyone say Bari Vishama Bari Adif? It's like Eni Yoideh and Peraticha. Says Rav Shmo Rozovsky, according to this Rabbi Kiva Eger, we learn that if a woman is mezaneh, it's not that there was a vaday obligation, he definitely obligated himself, and now did something come up where it would exempt him? No, the idea is that a man obligates himself so long as the woman accords herself properly, but he never obligated himself to begin with if she's going to be mezaneh. In that case, he's not saying, I don't know if I paid you back. He's saying, I don't know if I was ever chayiv to begin with. So that's a bari v'shema that Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda would argue on Rabbi Yochanan and on the other shita, who was Rav Nachman. So in other words, this would be a classic Bari Vishama Bari Adif. Again, the Rishonim ask that maybe the Machloikis Beisham Beis Hillel is whether you say Bari Vishama Bari Adif. The Achroinim ask on this, wouldn't everyone say in this case, Bari V'Shem Bari Adif? Because there's a Vaday obligation and a Suffolk whether it was fulfilled. So we're trying to come up with ways of explaining why if the woman is Mezana, it makes it not I don't know if I paid back, but I don't know if I was ever Chayiv to begin with. Okay, thank you very much for joining us today. And Be'ezus Hashem, hope to see you tomorrow night for the last blot of this beautiful parak that we're learning, of the last blot of Ha'isha Shenaflu, and then we start the next parak next week. Be'ezus Hashem, we will begin HaKosev L'Ishtai. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Thank you very much.
But we still don't know for sure if she was Mazana or not. So the doubt still exists.
So, but let's think about what kind of doubt is it in? Is it a doubt whether he paid back, or is it a doubt whether there was ever a chiyuv?
If there was ever a chiyuv, but it's only going to go on once he has that certification that she was Mazana. But as long as she's not.
Okay, so the question though was, when there was a definite obligation, and the question is just if you paid back, then everyone agrees Bari wins. So the question is, would that be this case? Should everyone agree that Bari wins in this case? So we're saying no, because the suffix is not if I paid back. The suffix is whether I ever obligated myself to this ksuba to begin with. That's a Bari that not everybody agrees to. Only Rav Huna would hold of that Bari. So in other words, we're reinstating Tosis's question. In other words, maybe Pshat and Beis Shammai would be Bari V'Shema Bari Adif, but we wouldn't be able to ask everyone should say Bari V'Shema Bari Adif in this case. Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great day. Baruch Hatzlacha. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.